This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
I want to share with you another one of my quote-unquote famous quotes. You'll never stand out fitting in. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I spent so much of my life just trying to fit in. Here I was the fifth child. I had four older brothers. So with four older brothers and then me being a girl, I spent my childhood just trying to fit in with them. I did the things that boys did. I didn't play with dolls. I didn't do any of those girly things because I wanted my brothers to love and accept me. And I wanted to climb trees with them. I wanted to go in the woods with them. I wanted to fit in. And even as I got to my teenage years, there was this model. Her name was Twiggy, and she was this skinny as a rail girl. Now, I was one who was more athletic, and I was, you know, short and a bit stocky, you know, more muscular. And here, Twiggy was what every girl should look like. And so I literally would starve myself. Anorexia wasn't popular then. I never even heard of it. But probably I was very anorexic in the way I ate, because I would go weeks starving myself because I was trying to be like Twiggy. I was trying to fit in to what was popular. And then I go to my late teens, early 20s, move to Washington, D.C., and now I'm living in Metro D.C. area with all the ways of functioning. And I went down there with a heart to change the world for good. And I had to end up fitting in, living a dog-eat-dog, get them before they get you. I just had to survive. And so here I am trying to fit in to the DC climate. And then I get saved. I get married. I went off to Bible school and we began to pastor. And so now I'm trying to fit in to be this perfect pastor. I want everyone to like me. I want to be accepted. Or maybe I just needed to survive. We can spend our lives just trying to fit in and please everyone else, and we live in a world of comparison. And whenever we compare ourselves with someone else, we will either see ourselves better than them or less than them. Now, for me personally, it was always seeing myself less than. My goodness, it is not time to fit in. It is time to stand out. It's time to be who God created us to be. Years ago, there was this quote. It was a leadership quote, and we thought this is the way it was supposed to be. And the quote was, "One voice, many echoes." And I have learned that is so not true. We need different voices, and we bring our voices together, and we unify them for a common goal and a common purpose. But we're not to echo one another. We're to release our true voice. God never called us to fit in. In 1 Corinthians 12, 17 through 19, and I want to read this out of the Passion Translation. It says, "Think of it this way. If the whole body were just an eyeball, how could it hear sounds? And if the whole body were just an ear, how could it smell different fragrances? But God has carefully designed each member and placed it in the body to function as He desires. A diversity is required, for if the body consisted of one single part, there wouldn't be a body at all. We are called to bring something different to the table. When we try to fit in, we will never discover who we are or walk in heaven's mandate for our life. See, trying to be somebody else is so frustrating. And actually, I have no grace, and God gives me no grace for somebody else's mantle, somebody else's open doors, somebody else's leadership platform or position. I'm not created to excel in somebody else's call. See, the synergy of our different gifts brings such a collaborative success. We must hold steady to our purpose, to our voice. But at the same time, be flexible in the plan. See, purpose is what I'm called to do. The plan is how I'm called to bring it to the table. And that can be done in so many different ways. Now, I just want to tell you a part of my heart and my voice, my purpose and my mandate. And that is, first, I want to help people discover what manner of man or woman they are. See, fear drives us to try to prove to others who we are, or tries to prove to others that we can fit in, when in actuality, we must resist the enemy and say, no, I have got to discover who God's called me to be. See, God says, you are complete in me. Colossians 2:10, you're complete in him. See, love is perfected within us. That's how we can be like Jesus in this world. Number two, I want to help people see their value in who they are. First, their identity, separate from what they do. But secondly, it is to discover their purpose. Jesus knew his purpose. In 1 John 3:8, it says, "For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." He knew exactly why he came, and he did fulfill his purpose. David, in Acts 13:36, it says, "Now when David served God's purpose in his generation, he fell asleep." Do you know what? We get to live until we fulfill our purpose. To all of us, in Ephesians 4:7, it says, "And he has generously given each one of us supernatural grace according to the size of the gift of Christ." See, each one of us has a unique gift. And with the gift he has given us, there is a grace, there is a divine ability, there is an anointing, there is the favor that we will need to fulfill what God has given us. We're not to conform someone into our image, but we're to help others discover theirs. We're not just to give someone our treasure, but to help them discover theirs. So let me end with this. Stop trying to fit in and be the best version of yourself. And you do that by honoring who the Creator intended you to be. Be the best that you can be, and God will grace you to expand the kingdom of God.